Good afternoon, and welcome to the April meeting of the Louisville Forum. I'm Dot Ridings, president of the Forum, which presents monthly discussions on important and sometimes controversial topics. The Forum is nonpartisan, does not, as an organization, take a position on any issue, but encourages you to do so. We invite everyone in the community to join the Forum, which entitles you to 12 monthly meetings and meals, as well as conversations with newsmakers and other interesting people. For more information, speak with our membership chair, Emily Zeitman, who's sitting at the table in front of me, or any board member identified by our blue ribbons in the audience. Let me mention that it was particularly important for members to be able to attend this meeting, which was fully oversubscribed almost 2 weeks ago. Our next meeting is Wednesday, May the 12th. The program will feature Jim Host, chairman of the Louisville Arena Authority, and several respondents on the topic, The Price of Progress, Arena Logistics and Economic Development. And you can make your reservation through our website or our reservation line, 329-0111. If there's a topic or an issue that you would like to have discussed at a future forum meeting, you are invited to attend one of our monthly programs and issues committee meetings, usually held on the third Wednesday of the month at the offices of Greenebaum, Dahl, and McDonald. And now for today's program. We are so pleased to welcome Joe Arnold as the moderator for our forum with the Democrats who are candidates for their party's nomination for mayor of Louisville. Joe Arnold is political editor of WHAS Channel 11 and has won an Emmy Award for his work as both an anchor and a reporter. He also is the author of the WHAS 11 political blog. Welcome to the Louisville Forum, Joe.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you very much. Yeah, that blogging stuff is pretty cool. I don't know if you ever get a chance to read those things, but the fur flies sometimes. Look forward to hearing from everyone here on the panel. They've all been apprised of what the rules are here, so in the interest of time, just want to be able to get right to our program here. Each candidate will speak for 2 minutes or less of opening remarks, and they'll each speak from their seat. Dot here, by the way, has some time cards. She's going to let everyone know exactly when their time is about to run out. Our candidates are seated in the order as they were drawn by lot earlier today. They did not choose their dining partner today. It was chosen for them. We're going to begin. Tyler Allen, first up, president and founder of USA Image Technologies and co-founder of the group 8664. Tyler and his family live in the Rolling Fields area of Louisville. And Tyler, if you wouldn't mind just staying at your seat, we're going to have everyone stay there just in the interest of time to roll down the table here. Tyler Allen.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Tyler Allen, and I got into this race for mayor because I believe that I offer something different. I believe the next mayor of the city needs to have a big vision for where we can go, understand the city's history, and have the passion to actually build a consensus to take us there. I want you to know a little bit about me. I am a local boy, Atherton High School grad, Northwestern University with a degree in religion. I taught fourth grade in New Orleans in the Charter Corps of Teach for America, came back to Louisville, and at 25 co-founded USA Image Technologies. If you've seen the murals of famous people on the sides of the buildings around town, you know what I do for a living. It's a great local company with long-standing tenure of employees, and most of our product leaves the state. I am married with three small children that my wife and I are raising in this community. As a business person, I have had the great privilege of being the chair of the board of the American Red Cross, the treasurer of the board of the Kentucky Center for African American Heritage, trustee at the Presbyterian Seminary, and on many other boards. It has been a great privilege to do that. About 5 years ago, I co-founded what has become one of the largest grassroots movements in the state of Kentucky, with over 11,000 people signed up in support, called 8664. It was an effort by private citizens to change a conversation about a very, very big issue that has been holding this community back for decades. Matter of fact, it's an issue where private citizens stood up and said it is time for the powerful few to get out of the way and let's make a decision that supports and grows this whole city. So I really look forward to having a conversation today. This community needs to focus on building the right environment for economic development. We need to focus on our wonderful neighborhoods. We already have what so many cities would kill for. We need to focus on broad regional transportation, move the city in a modern direction, and we need, of course, to focus on inclusiveness and transparency and openness in our government, because our citizens need to feel that the promises of merger are being fulfilled.
That's Tyler Allen. Next is Jim King, the president and founder of King Southern Bank. He currently serves as councilman for District 10 of the Metro Council and lives in the Highlands of Louisville. Jim King.
Thank you, Joe, and thanks to all of you for holding this forum here today. I am Jim King. I'm a Democratic candidate for mayor, and I do represent proudly District 10 on the Metro Council. I'm running for mayor because people in our city are concerned about their jobs, they're concerned about crime, they're concerned about economic development in general, education, and they're concerned about quality of life in their neighborhoods. And I believe that I am uniquely qualified and prepared at this moment to address those concerns for the citizens of Louisville. And I say that because I have a record of accomplishments and success in both the private and the public sector. In fact, I'm the only candidate in the Democratic primary that can say they have a record of success in the private sector and the public sector. I have created jobs, I have built businesses, I'm a CPA by profession in the private sector, in addition to bringing a small bank to Louisville and growing it to a relatively good size today, seven locations, five of which are here in Louisville. And in the public sector, I have been served on the Metro Council for the last 6 years. I served 2 years as Democratic Caucus Chair. I served a year as President of the Council, and I served the last 2 years as Chairman of our Budget Committee. As President of the Council, I created the first Committee on Government Accountability for the Metro Council, long before the word accountability was sexy. And as budget chair this last summer, I authored and passed the city's first transparency ordinance in response to the problems we had with the Cordish loan that we made this last year. Let me just wrap up, because I see my time is expiring, by talking about how proud I am to have received the endorsement of the Jefferson County Teachers Association and last night the endorsement of the Fraternal Order of Police. I couldn't be prouder than to have our teachers and our cops being for me in this election. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim King. The first time I've heard accountability is sexy. Could be a bumper sticker. Okay. Next up, like Shannon that. White, who founded Dress for Success in Louisville and held the position of finance director for Congressman John Yarmuth. She and her family reside in Louisville's Highlands area. Shannon.
Thank you, Joe. And thank you all for coming today. I'm Shannon White, and I'm running for mayor as a different kind of leader. As a woman, a working mother, a community advocate, and a small business owner, I bring a proven track record of building and sustaining successful organizations in our community. When I started Dress for Success, I did it to help women get back to work. When I was the president of the Young Professionals Association, I did it to help attract and retain exceptional talent to our city. And when I decided to start my own business, Shine Consulting, I did it to give back to the community and to also help Congressman John Yarmuth in helping him raise his reelection funds. And now, as I run for mayor, I do it because I'm concerned with what happens to women, minorities, families, local neighborhoods, and small businesses in our community. I'm the only candidate that has worked tirelessly with the unemployed population in our community, and I know specifically what it takes to get people back to work and how they can achieve self-sufficiency. When I got into this race, I wasn't sure if I would love it or hate it, and I absolutely love it. I'm having the time of my life, and it has helped me fall in love with Louisville again. The best part of this city are the people, and they've been excited, supportive, and encouraging to see someone new in the race. For the first time in a generation, we have the opportunity to elect a new leader, someone with a new perspective, someone who brings a new voice and a common sense approach to leadership. I will work tirelessly as mayor to be sure that people are heard and included. I'd appreciate your support, and more importantly, I need your vote on May 18th. Thank you.
Thank you, Shannon White. Next up is David Tandy, who recently served as an attorney with the law firm of Stoll, Keenan, and Ogden, currently serves as councilman for District 4 of the Louisville Metro Council. He and his family live in Louisville's Russell neighborhood. David Tandy.
Thank you, Joe, and good afternoon to all of you. Again, my name is David Tandy. I am currently the councilman for the 4th Metro Council District and the past president of the Louisville Metro Council, where I was the first president elected unanimously by all 26 members of the council, both Democrat and Republican, since the inception of merger. I'm originally from Owensboro, Kentucky, where I grew up. After leaving Owensboro, I went to Vanderbilt University, where I played football in the Southeastern Conference. And while at Vanderbilt, I interned with Wendell Ford, which sparked my interest in becoming a public servant here in Louisville, Kentucky. After graduating from Vanderbilt, went to University of Kentucky Law School, where I became an attorney, and then came here to Louisville, where I met my wife, Carolyn, and we're currently raising our three children, Kennedy, age 6, Avery, age 2, and Solomon, 11 months, in the Russell neighborhood. You know, Bobby Kennedy once said that there are some people who see the world as it is and they ask why. But I'm one that dreams of things that never were and ask why not. That's why I'm running for mayor. Why can't Louisville be that type of city where every neighborhood thrives and prospers, where every child that lives in Jefferson County has the opportunity to go to college and to be prepared for the 21st century jobs that are going to be facing us moving forward? Why can't Louisville be that type of city where we transform ourselves from being a place where people go, in particular on the first Saturday in May, into a destination point 365 days out of the year? I believe that that's the type of Louisville that we can achieve, that we can be that type of city that recognizes that while we're losing a generation of young people to crime and hopelessness, we can't just idly sit by and wish that the problem will go away, but that parents and all of us in this community have to be responsible in terms of changing that dynamic in our community. Again, my name is David Tandy. I'm running for mayor of the Democratic primary on May the 18th, and I certainly would love to have your support and earn your vote. Thank you so much.
That's David Tandy. Thank you. Next up is Greg Fisher, the president and founder of Servend Incorporated, currently the chairman and founder of a private investment firm called Iceberg Ventures. Greg and his family live in the Highlands of Louisville. Greg Fisher.
Thank you and good afternoon. My name is Greg Fisher. I was born here in Louisville. My wife Alex and I have raised 4 kids in the community. I'm a graduate of Trinity High School and Vanderbilt University. I've been running my campaign around 3 simple themes: integrity, improvement, and inclusion. By integrity, I mean when I take a look at any organization, the most important thing to me is to understand the values of that leader, because those values create the culture of an organization, and that's how you can expect decisions to be made. So when we take a look at the values we expect from City Hall or the mayor, we should be looking for values of accountability, transparency, a potential to inspire citizenship in our fellow citizens, and obviously treating everybody with the same dignity and respect, regardless if there's some hotshot CEO or athlete or somebody that's down and out on their luck. That rolls into my purpose for running for mayor, which is to improve the quality of life for all Louisvillians, from the east to the south to the west. Character matters in our next mayor. Second is improvement. And by improvement, I mean, what type of community do we want to be? Do we want to bump along? Do we want to grow? Do we want to get smaller? I believe we want to grow. Growth creates potential, and potential is extremely important so people can realize their own potential. I'm a businessman and entrepreneur. I've helped start 5 companies. I've created over 1,000 jobs. I've started and grown an international company. And I believe right now job growth is the most critical issue facing our city. Blue-collar jobs, white-collar jobs, green-collar jobs. I don't care what color the jobs are. We need to grow as a city where we have 12% unemployment and 25% in some areas. Experience matters in our next mayor. The city is 7,000 employees, $800 million budget. And last is inclusion. A city where everybody feels like they can win, from the east to the west to the south. A city, when we take a look at the leadership of the city, we see different faces, we see different colors, we see different ethnicities. We know that we have all of the creative juices around the table to come up with the most innovative ideas that will be required for us to be a progressive 21st century city. Integrity, improvement, inclusion. I'd appreciate your vote on May 18th.
That's Greg Fisher. Next up is Lisa Moxley. She's a lawyer who previously served as spokesperson for Barack Obama's Kentucky campaign. Lisa lives in the Shawnee neighborhood of Louisville. Lisa Moxley.
Thank you, everyone, for coming today. Again, my name is Lisa Moxley. I was born and raised here in Louisville. Graduated from the University of Virginia and received my law degree from the College of William & Mary. And as Joe mentioned, I'm an entertainment lawyer with over a decade of management and executive experience. Have advised Fortune 100 companies, nonprofit organizations, and public figures all over the country on a wide variety of political, business, and legal matters. And currently I work with nonprofit organizations and churches here in the city to address the problem of food deserts in our community, helping to bring affordable fresh produce to underserved neighborhoods and to provide nutrition education for families. And one of the primary reasons that I'm in this race is because when I returned to Louisville several years ago after going away for career opportunities, I was shocked by the lack of neighborhood development in certain parts of the city. And it struck a particular chord with me, having grown up in West Louisville. I just found it disappointing and frankly irresponsible that some of the city's development efforts had not included neighborhoods west and in Old Louisville and in South Louisville. Many of the streets had regressed to unacceptable levels and become a breeding ground for crime and plummeting home values. And as next mayor, as mayor, I will commit to make it a top priority to rehabilitate and revitalize neighborhoods west and south, creating safe, livable, walkable neighborhoods and thriving communities with amenities and basic necessities, including grocery stores, retail and restaurant options, and safe, family-friendly parks. I believe I'm uniquely suited to lead the city at this critical time because as a Louisville native and having lived and worked in other cities across the country, I can be trusted to protect our unique heritage and all the great things that make us weird, but also lead our city through this transition into a modern, globally competitive city that we need to be to thrive in this century and to prepare our kids to compete in this environment. So I believe we can do it together. Thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to your questions.
Thank you, Lisa Moxley. Next up is Connie Marshall. If I could ask the microphone, there you go, very good, to be moved closer to her. Connie Marshall, a former celebrity impersonator and the current owner of Party Grams and Justice for All Citizens. She lives in the Algonquin area of Western Louisville. Connie Marshall.
Yes, since that was brought up, I was a former impersonator, but I didn't want to bring that to this forum. My name is Connie Marshall, Democrat candidate for mayor. I'm running for mayor due to the high degree of corruption in Kentucky that's on every level. Some are allowed to progress, and some are suppressed. And don't think you are immune, because it could also happen to you. My background involves real estate, administrative work, and owning and managing two small businesses. I am also an illegal electromagnetic and gang stalking victim of corrupt officials in Kentucky. Last Friday, I co-hosted a press conference with Derek Robinson, president of Freedom from Covert Harassment and Surveillance, where victims and speakers came from across the nation, because this is a national and international crime. Also included as a speaker was Missouri State Senator Jim Guest. I'm a divorced mother of three, and I have 8 grandchildren. I have always been active in my community. I drove to Frankfort to lobby for the rights of mothers and fathers whose children were taken illegally by the state for federal funding. Did you know? More than half the Jefferson County children in state care are black. Although African Americans make up only 19% of the county's population, I am spiritually based, and I believe in honesty, integrity, accountability, equality, and diversity. If you do not have that, that will affect your businesses. I am running for mayor due to the high degree of corruption that we have in Louisville, Kentucky, that extends to every level of government. Thank you.
Thank you, Connie Marshall. Each candidate has a chance at this point, after this point, I should say, or just prior to hear the opening remarks. Now it's a chance to go off the stump speeches and have them question each other, the fun part of our Louisville Forum here. We're going to go in alphabetical order. The questioner will have 30 seconds or less to ask the question, which they will direct to a specific candidate. That candidate will have 1 minute or less to respond. So going in alphabetical order, Tyler Allen.
Thank you. My question is addressed to Greg Fisher, because Jim King and David Tandy are already on record by voting for an unelected tolling authority in Metro Council. Do you, Greg, support charging tolls on the Sherman, Minton, and Kennedy bridges to pay for the Ohio River Bridges project and its 23-lane, $2 billion Spaghetti Junction and expansion of I-64 over Waterfront Park? And if not, how do you propose to pay for this $4.1 billion boondoggle that you are on record as supporting?
I'm not sure I'm clear on your position on this position, Tyler.
I could clarify if you would like.
One minute response. Okay. Yeah, my position on the bridges is to connect, correct, and improve. I hope we have another question that we can address on that later. Clearly, nobody is for tolls. If tolls are required, I want them to be as small as possible. I believe paying for the bridges will be a combination, certainly, of public money, some private money, and tolling. I hope it's, as I said, as small as possible. The Bridges Authority is running various models right now to understand traffic flows based on tolling amounts, and I believe we have a body in place that can give us a good direction on where we should go. The Bridges Authority should be required to have the maximum in transparency and information sharing throughout the process so the community can give their input form. And Tyler, I would work to have those tolls to be as small as possible wherever they're in place.
And Greg Fisher, you're next alphabetically to direct a question to a candidate of your choosing.
Okay, the most important responsibility of any elected official is public safety. Louisville is consistently ranked as one of America's safest large cities by the Crime in Metropolitan America report. Chief White has been a positive force in the difficult task of merging our city and county police forces and is well respected throughout the community. Many large cities, such as Dallas, are trying to recruit him, and he's seen locally and nationally as a very positive force. If elected mayor, I will ask the chief to join my administration. I'm proud to have received the endorsement of the Louisville firefighters. Jim King, congratulations on your endorsement from the FOP. If you are elected mayor, will you ask Chief White to be your next chief, please?
Thank you for that question, Greg. And I'm thrilled to have the endorsement of the Fraternal Order of Police. And something I think that's important to talk about is we, as a city, can compare ourselves to other cities and say, we feel good because we're doing better than they are. That's a little bit like, I think it's called Schadenfreude. My approach to this is it's important that we take care of our own business in our own city. In 2003, the first year of merger, we had 3,100 violent crimes in this city. In 2008, the last year that I've gotten good statistics, we had 4,300 violent crimes in this city. And I think it's important that we improve our efforts in reducing violent crime in this city. I've been asked this question many times because I thought that we should reinstate our gang and street crimes units. And because of that, everyone said, well, you want to fire Chief White. Well, it's just like in my business. When I disagree with someone, I don't necessarily fire them. I work to change them. I'm going to sit down with Chief White and listen to his thoughts on this before I make any decisions.
Jim King is next alphabetically to ask a question of the candidate of your choosing.
All right. Let me ask Greg Fisher. I think it's important for our next mayor to hit the ground running. We currently have 44 functional areas and departments that comprise our annual recurring general fund components, or our general fund budget. And our own general fund budget is under pressure from the recession and the firefighter settlement. Can you tell me the approximate amount of our annual general fund budget and rainy day fund and how you would pay for the $45 million firefighter settlement?
Thanks, Jim. As we all know, we have a large team that's running the city and many, many great people as well, including the 26 Metro Council members. The firefighter settlement was $45 million. Obviously, we could have settled that a long time ago for $4 or $5 million. One of the hallmarks of my administration would be when we have disputes with our employees, we'd sit down and work them out and not have to negotiate through press conferences. Judicial bonds have been looked at as one way to pay off the firefighters a bond. That seems to be a responsible way to do that, and I would pursue that, working in concert with my staff and Metro Council, including you, to find out the best way to do that.
Connie Marshall is next alphabetically, a question for a candidate of your choosing.
My question is, as mayor, are we going to have, and my question is to, I guess, David Tandy, do we have a fusion center currently, is my first question, and the next part of that question is, is the fusion center currently using some of the new technology in the West End without allowing those people to know that this technology is being used?
Well, to my knowledge, there is not a fusion center in the West End, and it, therefore there is no secret conspiracy that's taking place within our community. So I guess I would answer, take the opportunity to answer your question.
Next up is Lisa Moxley in alphabetical order.
Well, this question is for David, and simply because I think you might be in the best position to answer of anyone. And I think it might basically asking on behalf of all of us who would be mayor. And if just wanted to know if you could explain briefly the circumstances surrounding the confidentiality agreement that you signed with the Cordish Company. And just wondering if there was something special about this specific transaction that would have that required the confidentiality agreement, because you know, as we all know, the city is still in business with this company, and for several years to come, as I can tell. And so, I would not want to be in any business arrangement that would tie my hands or tie the Metro Council's hands. So I'm just wondering if you could shed some light on that for us, for all of us. Thanks.
Well, Lisa, thank you for the question and give me the opportunity to further explain what took place. The confidentiality agreement that was signed when our independent city auditor. And I and Bruce Trauber and David Morrison went to Baltimore was no different than any other confidentiality agreement that Metro government has signed in the past, is it currently involved in, and will be involved in the future. The purpose of that confidentiality agreement was to protect the proprietary information of that business to where their the information that related to their competitors wouldn't be disclosed. However, with regard to the actual spending of the money that was lent to the Cordish Company, that was made available to the public. And what the audit found was that in excess of the money that was lent to the Cordish Company, additional dollars were spent on the 4th Street Live development, and also those monies were utilized and spent in favor of contractors and local workforce to fix that facility. So thank you.
David Tandy, you're next up with a question for a specific candidate.
Well, thank you. Greg, in light of the fact that in 1985 and in 1990, you had opportunities to bring jobs to Louisville, Kentucky, when you had the opportunity to relocate Servend International. And then most recently in 2005, when you took the then Louisville-based company, MedVentures, the 175 jobs that came along with it from Louisville over into Southern Indiana in favor of tax incentives. Please tell us, how can we trust your claim that you'll put Louisville first and that you'll build jobs when in fact your track record proves otherwise?
Okay, David, I would contest that. I've grown over 1,000 jobs, so I think I clearly know how to grow jobs up here better than any of the other candidates and done that in multiple companies. Servend was started in Sellersburg, Indiana. We assumed the assets of a bankrupt company, and we eventually grew that to over 300 employees with revenues of $75 million and international operations. So I learned a lot from that that can help us become a more progressive and international city. We did try to move to Louisville in 1985 before the government was merged, and the city, the county, and the state were very inept in presenting any type of economic development incentives to our company. When you're growing, you're busy, you need government to have their act together, and we just simply stayed in Indiana because it was easier for us. The MedVenture situation, I was a board member of that company. Likewise, we were growing fast. We approached Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, and Kentucky to help us move. Kentucky did not produce a package. When we received the package from the other entities, we went back to Louisville in Kentucky and said, please get close. We want to stay here. They were unable to respond. As mayor, I will make sure any company that wants to stay in Louisville can stay in Louisville.
Next up with a question for a candidate is Shannon White.
Thank you. Sorry. And my question is also for Greg. If the election were held today and you were not in the race, who would you vote for and why?
You have a minute.
All right, well, let's talk about who the ideal candidate would be.
Not yourself. You're not in the race, so you have to pick
Well,
someone.
I know that. We need to, obviously, you choose. I think we want to talk about the characteristics that are required here. It's a difficult question for me to raise. It would not be Hal
Please
Heiner
answer.
Or Chris Thieneman.
Right. Okay. It would have to be someone at this table.
So, no, I think we want somebody that has a balance of a business experience, because this is about growing the economy and creating opportunity. We want somebody that has a track record that the community trusts and feels like the person is genuine and accessible and wants to be in public service to improve the quality of life for everybody here. And somebody that has a broad, expansive vision about involving everybody in the community. So I'd have to think long and hard about who that candidate would be, and I think that was an excellent question, Shannon.
Is there anybody here at the table that you would be comfortable with as mayor?
I think you'd be a great mayor, Joe.
All right, thank you very much. All right, that was deft. All right, we have an opportunity here for questions from the Louisville Forum members, and we'll take those now.
Well, that was a great segue, Greg, because the first question is to each of the candidates, what is your vision for the city of Louisville?
Vision for city of Louisville, we're going to go in the order of the table here, so Tyler Allen and then Jim King and so on. Tyler?
I believe that Louisville possesses so much of what we describe about a city of the future needing. It needs walkable, connected neighborhoods, and we have those in spades. It is a wonderful part of the country and with wonderful citizens. I believe that the next mayor needs to know that we need to invest in that. When we talk about green infrastructure and green jobs and other things, that means in investing what you already have. I have been on record for a long, long time saying that we need to rethink how we connect the entire region. I've been on record as saying part of that vision includes building an East End Bridge now so that we can change the question about downtown Louisville and how we think about it. Not to force greater and greater investment back into downtown Louisville, but to attract greater and greater investment in downtown Louisville so that our city government can then continue to focus on other parts of our community, because that vision has to be broad. That vision has to include investments in neighborhoods in Southwest Jefferson County along the Dixie Highway Corridor. It has to include investments in what's going on the City of Parks initiative in Eastern Jefferson County, and make sure that we do that right, that it's sustainable and durable. And we can do that, but we have to be a city that's willing to back up and ask the right questions, understand where we are, and how we build for that future.
Next up, Jim King, vision.
Thank you. Well, my vision would be great jobs in great neighborhoods. It would be a good job, a good paying job for anyone who wants to work and wants to have a good paying job. Opportunities for our children and grandchildren to stay in Louisville so that they don't have to move out. I want to have a low crime rate. I think we can achieve that. I want to have a great transportation system. I know we can achieve that. Education. You know, is the key clearly to the future of Louisville, in making sure that we do all we can to support our education system and have a great education system in Louisville. Great libraries, great neighborhoods, and finally, I want to have employees in the city who are happy, who feel like they're appreciated. I don't want to have any more of this litigation with our labor force. I want to have negotiation and fairness with our labor force. And I want our citizens to interact with their government and to feel good about their government and to feel that they're being led in the right direction.
Shannon White.
My vision for Louisville includes two things. First, boosting the economy and strengthening our neighborhoods. First, and I want to remind you again that I am the only candidate that has worked tirelessly with the unemployed population in our community. And I know specifically what it takes to get people back to work and achieve self-sufficiency. I'm also a small business owner, and I think the quickest way to boost our economy is to give money and incentives and encouragement to small and medium-sized businesses. We should continue our efforts going after big headquarters, but companies that start here stay here for generations, and we need to be sure that they are appreciated and given incentives to grow and to be the successful companies that they can be. Second of all, I want to strengthen our neighborhoods. There are 6,000 vacant properties across this community. I want to be innovative. I want to get developers and builders behind them to make them more energy efficient and make them affordable housing options so that we can get Section 8 families off of the waiting list and into neighborhoods, because when families thrive, communities thrive. So it's a two-part vision, boosting the economy and strengthening our neighborhoods to bring Louisville's best days are ahead.
David Tandy.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for the question. My vision for Louisville is comprised of essentially four parts. It's a thriving local economy that's growing here, It also includes a thriving downtown. It involves having education being the foundation upon which we build our future moving forward. And it also includes great and vibrant neighborhoods as well. I believe that Louisville can be that type of city where our children and our grandchildren will come back to Louisville after they've gone off to college or they've gone to work in another city and come back to Louisville to raise their families and for us to have the opportunity to see our grandkids grow up here. I believe that Louisville can be the type of city where, again, education is our future, where every child, no matter where you come from, no matter where you start out in life, you have the opportunity to be well-educated, ready to go to college, or to enter into the workforce. And I also believe that Louisville that I seek to help build along with you is a type of Louisville where crime in every form, in every neighborhood, is stamped out, and that we can make Louisville the type of city where everyone has the opportunity to thrive and to prosper in our city.
Greg Fisher.
My vision for Louisville is an entrepreneurial city, a city where we're growing around our uniqueness. We've got plenty of unique companies, unique places here. Louisville should be the global center for businesses in the aging care and senior care business, most rapidly growing demographic of our country. We have more businesses headquartered here than anywhere in the world. Let's grow on that. Let's grow around the 100-mile bike loop in the 21st century parks. What Olmsted was to the 20th century, this project will be to the 21st century, and when the 100-mile bike loop is completed, it will be the wedding ring around our community. We will be producing kids here that have globally relevant educations. Our children now are competing with people from Shanghai to Bangalore. It's no longer adequate to be the best in the state or the country. We need to be the best in the world, and I'll work tirelessly for that. And finally, we'll be a community of vibrant originality, whether it's our businesses, our safe neighborhoods, or what we have better than anybody, our caring and friendly people.
Lisa Moxley.
My vision of Louisville includes safe, livable, thriving communities and neighborhoods east, west, and south, a city that attracts and sustains modern job industries to help replace our middle class and gives young professionals a reason to stick around and others a reason to return. A culture of entrepreneurship where we are supporting existing small businesses, helping them to expand and to grow, to create new entrepreneurs among our skilled underemployed and unemployed workers, and encouraging new ideas for small businesses that have been successful elsewhere and would be a good fit for Louisville. And also increased educational attainment to prepare our kids to compete and succeed in the 21st century global economy that they will be functioning in, and also to improve our reputation nationally.
Vision to Connie Marshall.
My vision for the city is global. I plan to attract people from all over the world. From my experience with the group that I was with Friday regarding electromagnetic assaults, I have received emails from England. I've received emails from Japan. And I think that we should market this city to show diversity, and that's what's going to build up our infrastructure. Right now what we're doing, and I've said this over and over again, which is a small example, when I looked at 4th Street Live and some of the other websites, all they show are people of one race. And you're not going to bring diversity in when people in England and Japan and Africa and all these people are seeing our website and we're only showing one class of people. So my vision for this city is global, and I think that will build up the infrastructure.
Next question, the first responder will be Jim King.
What would be the single, that's a synonym for one, what would be the single most important way in either policy or management style in which your administration would differ from Jerry Abramson's?
Well, let me start by saying that I think Mayor Abramson has done a wonderful job over the 25 or 30 years that he's been involved in politics here in Louisville. I respect him. He's a bright guy, articulate, and has really given his heart and his soul to our city. Whether you agree with him politically or whether you are currently critical of some of the things that are happening, if you look at his opus, if you look at his body of work, he's been an impressive individual. I would say, given my experience on the Metro Council, that maybe one blind spot that he has is after merger, his interaction with the Metro Council probably has been similar to what it was with the Board of Aldermen. And I would probably be different in that respect in that coming from that background that I come from, I have a clear understanding of the importance of interacting with all the council members, suburban and urban, and my time has expired. But that would be it. Thank you.
Shannon White.
And I agree with Jim. I think that we need to appreciate the work that Mayor Abramson has done. He's been an incredible public servant and an amazing cheerleader for our city. But the difference would be, and this is what I hear from people as I travel across this community, is there are real neglected areas that feel that they have not been heard for many years. For example, in the southwest part of Jefferson County, there is a fence off Gale Drive that abuts the Bobby Nichols Golf Course. And it is an eyesore, and it's been a source of finger-pointing for years between the Parks Department, the Mayor's Office, and the Metro Council. And I think that instead of only focusing, sometimes he focuses too much on downtown development. And I want my administration to focus on our entire community, from each corner of our city, that if someone gets an incentive downtown, that it's also included with local and small businesses, and also areas that have not gotten the full attention of this administration. I want to be sure that our entire community is heard and included moving forward.
David Tandy.
Well, thank you, Joe. The way that I think one area where we would differ, and I would concur with the fact that that Mayor Abramson has brought us to a very positive place in our community, a good leaping off point for our future. But I would say what would differ for me from Mayor Abramson is my life experiences. Coming from Owensboro, Kentucky, moving here, choosing Louisville as my home, as a parent, a working parent, still paying off student loans, an attorney with young kids, that life experience is what I would bring to the mayor's office, the everyday experiences all of us face in this community and trying to make ends meet. I think what also I bring to the table is my experience as being, again, the only president since the inception of the merger to be elected unanimously, demonstrating my ability to be able to bring people together from all walks of life and from various political backgrounds together around a common vision and a common purpose. I'll continue to work that way not only with the Metro Council, but with our members of employees in the Metro government, listening to them, and also listening to all people in the Metro Louisville as well.
The question to Greg Fisher, is single area different from Jerry Abramson?
Well, likewise, I'd like to thank the mayor for his service to the community. I'm a business-trained individual versus Jerry being legally trained. In 1998, the company I was leading, Servend International, we won the USA Today Quality Cup for our ability to build high-performance teams. The Metro Louisville has 7,000 employees, so my ability and experience to build people into teams that are the most efficient in the world at what they do has been proven many different times throughout the organizations I've led. You do that by fully engaging people in the plans, in problem solving, giving them the tools and the training, and I find people rise to the expectations if you set them high. Secondly, I'm an entrepreneur. I'll be relentless in terms of job growth for the community, and will use my international network to bring new jobs to Louisville.
Lisa Moxley.
Well, I plan to be an open and accessible mayor, and a mayor who listens to folks in all across the community. And I want to be out and about in the community a lot and making sure I'm hearing from everybody in all parts of the city and making sure that needs are being addressed in all parts of the city. And the only other thing I'll say is that I'm a tough negotiator, and people who have worked with me will tell you that. And I will make sure that deals done on behalf of the city will set us up well now and in the future.
And Connie Marshall.
I think honesty, integrity, and accountability. I would be strong enough to stand up to corruption and not succumb to being part of it. I would hold people accountable in my administration that weren't serving the people. Everything I'm telling you here, I have experienced, and I know a lot of other people that have. I have personally been to the mayor's office and we've been told not to assist you. I have dealt with the police and been told I was redlined. This happens every day to people that you don't hear about. The only way you're hearing about it from me is because I'm running for mayor. Some people never get a voice. No one ever wanted to talk to me until I started running for mayor. This has been going on for 11 years, and I know people this has been done to. So I would hold them accountable. I would lead by example. I wouldn't say that the city's getting older, blacker, and poorer. I wouldn't misappropriate funds. That's how I'd be different than mayor.
And Tyler Allen.
I think people who know me know that I share with Mayor Abramson an incredible passion and excitement about the future of this city. But where I am different is I believe that the next mayor has to be able to openly ask tough questions. We cannot reach a target for our economy, for our community, and for change if we do not honestly evaluate where we are and then better understand how we get to where we want to go. And so I believe that will be a great difference in my administration.
For our next question, Shannon White will be the first responder.
This question starts out, jobs, jobs, jobs. What specific effort will you undertake, and I'm going to change this question just a little bit, to create new jobs and get unemployed or underemployed people back to work?
Thank you for the question. And I think I've addressed this, but I'll address it again, that with my work at Dress for Success, we gave women the confidence, interview suits, and the career development to get back to work. And I know that as a woman, I know how important it is to put on something great and to feel great when you go into a job interview. And people would say, it's so great that you give women clothes. What we actually gave them was the confidence. And then with the career development part of it, I know that giving people the skills to get back to work is vital for them to achieve self-sufficiency. So I want to create new jobs that are creative. I want to work on affordable housing and be innovative. I want to create white-collar jobs that are about boosting our economy through small and medium-sized businesses. I'm frustrated that there's so much focus on big companies and just in the core of our downtown. And thirdly, I really want to help the people in our community achieve their education. Too many people in our community do not have a high school education or a college degree. I want to make GEDs easier to get, more accessible, and more affordable for people who cannot afford them.
David Tandy.
Well, thank you for the question. The way we get our economy back rolling again is first building upon our hospitality and tourism industry here in Louisville. What that does for us is a couple of things. One, not only does it create jobs for us immediately from everyone who is working from the valet all the way to the persons who are working in our restaurants and in our bars, but it also stimulates our economy, and it also gives us the opportunity as a city of Louisville to tell our story. Right now, we are probably the best kept secret in the country in terms of quality of life and opportunities we have to expand and grow businesses here in the country. Secondly, what I'd also focus on doing is building a light rail system that first connects the airport into downtown Louisville. What that does for us is, again, it makes us a destination city, making it easy for people who come to visit our city to be able to navigate our city without having to utilize a car, but be able to access us. Not only does it help the tourists and the visitors who come, but it also creates jobs immediately with our infrastructure and an ongoing in terms of operating that system. Finally, I would also focus on educational attainment throughout our community, making us more educated as a population, making us more attractive for businesses and for growth.
Jobs to Greg Fisher.
I would create an office for innovation and breakthrough whose focus would be to develop jobs that are unique to our people or to our place. Start with our traditional manufacturing giants, Ford and General Electric, who are currently growing again. Louisville will be one of the global manufacturing centers for the Ford Motor Company with their most fuel-efficient vehicles. General Electric is starting to insource products from China and Mexico, hybrid technologies that are energy efficient and green friendly. Secondly, I mentioned the aging care and senior care space before. We're the international headquarters for that right now. That can create tens of thousands of jobs for us, our next Humana. The 100-mile bike loop in 21st Century Parks gives us the opportunity to do what Portland, Oregon has done for the West, where they're seen as the environmental and green champion of the West. We can be that for the eastern United States by taking advantage of the 100-mile bike loop in the Floyd's Fork watershed. And last is developing an entrepreneurial culture that's second to none, a place where it's easy to start a business, it's easy to grow a business, get a customer focus and planning and zoning so it's easy to grow here.
Lisa Moxley.
Well, if there's anything that these tough economic times have taught us, it's that our traditional ways of thinking about economic development, job creation, and job sustainability are not going to really serve us in this changing global economy. So in this campaign, I have repeatedly asserted that we need to go on the offensive when it comes to putting people back to work and be thinking more broadly in terms of industries and not just in terms of jobs. I will commit as mayor to go back to my colleagues in the film and television industry and make the case for Louisville as a premier regional hub for film and television production. With a first-rate creative class and complimentary artistic centers all over the city, a tax rebate incentive for qualifying productions, and a gorgeous natural landscape, we are perfectly positioned to embrace the film industry here and leverage this opportunity to be a significant and sustainable job creator and economic engine for the city. As I mentioned earlier, fostering a culture of entrepreneurship is also high on the list. As mayor, I will seek out every source of funding, including federal and state government, private entities, to help entrepreneurs start new businesses.
Connie Marshall.
Well, there again, I think it's how we market the city. I think the first thing we need to do is have a good website that
everybody can view all over the world, big business that wants to come here. I think you need to start there because they're not going to all see our faces. They're going to see us first on our website. So that's where I'd start. And then the next thing I do is to make sure I welcome all businesses because Metro Louisville is a diverse community of people of all nationalities, races, beliefs, and sexual preferences. We have to open the doors not only to people of diversity living in our community, but also we have to allow them to own businesses and allow those businesses to flourish so that they remain in the community. The other thing we need to do is make sure that when we do have stimulus money or any type of money to help us create jobs here, that that money is not misappropriated. We have a lot of that going on here. We need to make sure that we hold people accountable for that. In the President's State of the Union address, he stated that he was putting $30 billion towards small business and giving tax credits to small businesses. And I think my time has expired.
Right. Tyler Allen.
The reason I have talked over the past several years about the Bridges Project the way I have is because it is time for this community to move on from that. It is time to get that out of our way so that we can decide what we want to invest in the future. And opening up an entrepreneurial culture in this city is exactly the way that we must do it. We need to move on and not tax our economy to do something that is in the past. But how could we spend those billions of dollars on education for our people, on development in parts of the city that development has passed by? We know how to do small business in Louisville. We have examples everywhere. We need to invest at the neighborhood level. We need to provide lending for small businesses to make that happen. We need to be a business-friendly culture at City Hall that says small businesses, large businesses, this is the plan for the future, and here's what we'll do to get out of your way to make that happen. I believe Louisville can do that, but we simply must open our eyes and take the first step forward.
And Jim King.
Well, a lot of what you've heard are platitudes and generic, and let me give you a few specifics, but let me do start back agreeing with David and with respect to tourism. I think what we've done with the arena is going to have a tremendous multiplier effect on our city. And frankly, I played an instrumental role in saving taxpayers over $100 million on that new arena. When that arena development agreement was brought to us, it did not have an appropriate financing structure in it, and if I had not been in the room, the Metro government and the taxpayers of the city would have paid at least $100 million, if not $200 million more, for its share of the cost of that arena. I would create a mezzanine capital fund, a loan fund for small businesses. We talk about small businesses. How do we get them their capital? Well, when they put in their own money and then banks do not think it's enough, there's a gap that has to be bridged. I would create a mezzanine loan fund. I would create a one-stop shop for business incentives. I would make it easier for business to work with government. I would exempt startup businesses from occupational taxes for the first 3 years. I would create a West Louisville Business Park. Is that say time expired? All right, and I've got a couple more comments. I would start building the bridges now, and then I would go to my website and see my jobs plan, which is comprehensive and is really the only comprehensive jobs plan that has been created by any mayoral candidate.
Our next question, the first responder will be David Tandy.
Thank you.
And first, here's the question.
Okay. That would be good. Yeah.
There's a lot of talk in this campaign about improving education. Mm-hmm. How do you expect to do this when the mayor has no direct power over the Jefferson County Public Schools and the education of our children?
Thank you for the question. As a matter of fact, I've been talking about education so much, people have been saying, sounds like you're running for superintendent of the school system. But here's how we do that. The mayor, you're right, the mayor doesn't control the school system, but what the mayor does have is the bully pulpit to bring people together in this community and put the focus and the spotlight on education as being the foundation upon which we're going to lead our community. That's why my comprehensive plan that you'll see on my website at davidtandy.com, a 32-page document, in that document, I talk specifically about leading an effort where first, as the mayor, I will meet with every child in Jefferson County to talk about their future educational attainment rates and their aspirations beyond high school. So that if they hear it from nobody else, they heard it from the mayor to recognize that education is important not only to their development and growth, but to the development and growth of our community. Secondly, I lead an Everyone Goes to College initiative where we will help demystify the college going process, recruiting many adults all throughout this community to help show kids how to study, how to take notes, how to apply for college, how to apply for grant money, and how to go to college and make the opportunity to have their education continued after high school possible for them.
Craig Fisher.
The mayor has a tremendous pulpit to be the voice of the community or the conscience of the community when it comes to education. Right now, one out of four kids that enter the ninth grade are not going to graduate from high school. That's a tragedy. That's a crisis for us, and it should be addressed that way. As I mentioned before, we also have got to say our children are competing internationally right now, so to demand not just improvement, but improvement against the highest international standards. Second, the mayor can lead a lot of the public-private partnerships. One that I've been working on is putting a nurse in every public school. There's only 16 nurses for our 155 JCPS locations right now. We'll change that around. We'll change that around through a public-private initiative, much like Everyone Reads has done on the more local level. My companies have adopted schools that they go into, like Guttermuth Elementary, and participate in the Everyone Reads program. And then finally, for any after-school services that receive any agency funding, I would require a quality metric scorecard so that our community understands what quality after-school services looks like and what we're getting for our investment.
Lisa Moxley.
Well, an educated workforce is absolutely critical to attracting new opportunities to Louisville, to secure competitive salaries for our workers, to lay claim to federal funds allocated for educational improvements, to compete regionally and nationally for the best people and business opportunities. You know, all of that's riding on our ability to get education right here. And it's not only critical to the effective execution of lots of city initiatives, but it's a civic and a moral responsibility that all leadership in Louisville should take a part in making sure that we bring that about. And as mayor, I will continue to support effective programs that the superintendent has already put underway to improve the city's educational attainment levels. I will also seek out public and private partnerships to help include arts education in schools, which not only builds confidence and encourages creativity and imagination, but is also proven to help kids learn in math and science, all of which are critical to prepare the next generation for success in a modern workforce. So I plan to have a collaborative relationship with the superintendent and support those efforts.
Connie Marshall.
Well, I would definitely continue the No Child Left Behind program, the Everyone Must Read program. So the mayor does have some input, which even though I think that's a federal grant, if I'm not mistaken. Also, the mayor has a lot to do with money in the neighborhoods, money being put in the neighborhoods. And I know the mayor took a lot of money out of the neighborhoods. The neighborhoods are what sustains our schools. If we have neighborhoods that are thriving, we have schools in those neighborhoods that are thriving, we have safe neighborhoods for the children in the schools. Another thing I would do is start an internship program. And my internship program, I would gear toward high school students, whereas in the summer they could work in some of the government offices to learn how some of these government offices function, and perhaps work for a small fee in the summer. And then once those offices see how those young people work, those young people could obtain jobs in those government offices.
Tyler Allen.
Everything any of us reads is that a great deal of development happens long before we get into the public school system. As mayor, I will lead an effort to bring our early childhood providers, meaning the daycare community and others, together. I will identify the resources for early childhood education, and I will push those resources as far down into the system to the youngest kids that we can have. That is what a mayor can do to give our school system a leg up, providing well-prepared children when they get there. At the other end, we've talked about a Louisville Promise program where we will identify last dollar in scholarship opportunities, so cost of college will not be a deterrent, but we will also, more importantly, provide greater counseling at the high school level starting in ninth grade to help kids chart their course through high school so that whatever choice they're going to make in life as far as career or college or otherwise, they get a leg up before they get out of high school to make those plans so that they will be successful at the next level, because we keep turning out kids who are not successful at the next level, and that's critically important to the city, and the mayor can play a huge role in changing that.
Jim King.
Clearly, the mayor has to work with the school board, the school superintendent, and teachers in our city to effect any change or to make improvements. I did receive the endorsement, as I said earlier, of the Jefferson County Teachers Association, which I believe speaks volumes and should be seen as significant in their belief that I am the best person to help them with the children that go to our public schools. Second, the school superintendent would have a seat on my cabinet or my kitchen cabinet, whatever we call it. Third, I am already talking with JCTA and school board members about allocating RNs, LPNs, and physician's assistants among the various schools, and actually Skyping with a physician to allow us to have medical treatment performed in schools where necessary. Part of the problem we have in our city, obviously, is our dropout rate. In fact, it's a sin, the amount of dropout that we have. We have to give these children that are in high school a path other than college. And so we need to expand the amount of trade and vocational schools that we have. If I were in high school, a young person, and I saw no future in going to college, I would drop out too, probably. Let's give them some trade and vocational schools. Thank you.
Shannon White.
First, I want to increase awareness that in some areas of town, over 50% of people do not have a high school degree or are not attending college. We need to make GEDs more accessible and affordable. If you have your GED or high school diploma, you can make $8,000 more a year, and you can be instantly enrolled in JCTA to further your career path. Second of all, I want to create an educational liaison to be more present with JCPS and to be a stronger partner with JCTA. Third, I want to fully fund after-school programs. Kids that get into trouble, police will tell you, get into trouble between 3 and 7 in the afternoon. We need to be sure that they're getting the extra help that they need to continue their education. And fourth, we need to reaffirm our support for the school assignment plan. Even though it's controversial, if we want to be a world-class city, we need a highly educated workforce, and that is the best way to achieve it.
I think we have time for at least one more question. Let's go ahead and take one more from the forum.
A big part of our budget goes to public safety, and I think Jim King has already answered this question partially, but the question is, if you have the opportunity, will you retain Metro Police Chief White?
As a follow-up, Greg Fisher, you're first.
Yes, as I mentioned earlier, the chief's done a good job of merging the city and county police forces. Being a police chief is a tough job. You know, a lot of police will tell you that the worst police chief is always the one you have, and the best one is going to always be the one you're going to have next. So it's not a job without controversy, and there's FOP is not without politics itself. So, yes, I would retain Police Chief White.
Lisa Moxley.
Yes, I think that I said this a few weeks ago. Chief White has had quite a tenure here in Louisville and has seen the city through a lot of transition. And I think held up well under a lot of scrutiny. And I met with him several weeks ago and told him that if I'm in this position as mayor, I would absolutely keep him as chief. And I think that it's important to acknowledge that it is a tough job. And he has, I think, done a lot to try to balance the interests not only of the people who report to him, but also the broader interest. It's a different leadership style. I think, you know, people are still getting accustomed to it, but I think that he's held up well under the circumstances.
Connie Marshall.
I would have to say no. and you would probably expect me to say yes, but it's not about the color of your skin, it's about the content of your character. And I know that he has a very corrupt police staff that works in the West End and the Taylor Boulevard area. I know that for a fact. I've been to the Merit Board approximately 11 times. Several other people have as well. His police officers don't even show up for court. That's been in the newspaper. You don't have to believe me. Just pull it from Courier Journal. When they arrest these criminals, particularly drug dealers, they never show up for court. Well, why show up for court when you can let them back out on the street? We always hear about the drugs, but we never hear about the money. No, I would not keep Chief White. No.
Tyler Allen.
I was on the committee years ago that actually interviewed Chief White when we brought him to town. I happened to like Chief White. But I happen to not like this question as it keeps getting asked. This politicization of the role of the police chief in a city seems to be not the question, and it is not productive. I believe the next mayor needs to organize his criminal justice and safety cabinet in such a way to draw the questions away from that so the focus is not on the police chief in that fashion, and we can get the issues of crime back around to developing our neighborhoods, developing our youth, and developing our community. And so I believe that it needs to be looked at in a completely different way.
So you declined to answer the question?
Yes, I declined to answer the question. Yeah, I guess
as far as the way it's phrased, yay or nay on Chief White.
I declined to answer the question that way.
All right. Jim King.
In case you have noticed, some of the other candidates have declined to answer questions.
Snap.
Thank you. At least that.
Right.
That's all right. And this has been asked and answered by me, but I will say that I do think, to amplify, the chief has done a professional job and brought a professional approach to policing. And I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Shannon White.
I would like to say that I am not sure. I met with Chief White, and I agree that early, and we both agree that early intervention is the key to preventing violence. But I've also talked to many police officers in this community, and they do not respect or appreciate his leadership, and I think that that's important. And I also am frustrated that he feels that he has to leave, that a new mayor is coming in and that he's interviewing. So I'm leaning towards no, but I will tell you that as mayor, I'll sit down and make the decision then.
David Tandy.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. I will keep Chief White. I told him personally that I will mess up his interview in Dallas to keep him here. And I'm not opposed to sending my three little ones over to his house, ringing the doorbell and saying, please, Chief White, don't go. And the reason being for that is because people forget what our policing situation was here in Louisville prior to him getting here. He merged two police forces, each wanting their own person to be the new chief, making it one culture. There was a problem within our community, and particularly in the African-American community, of a distrust with the police force. That has been calmed down, even to the point prior to Lewis Comey passing away, saying he was giving praise to Chief White for the job that he's done. So that's where I stand on Chief White. But moving forward, should he get an offer somewhere else, and should he decide to leave, the next police chief that I would bring in here, it will be one who will continue to build upon the positive culture that we've developed, will put more officers on the streets, will use technology to help us fight crime, and will also encourage the community to more get involved and help us stamp out crime as well.
As we bring this program to a close, each candidate gets 1 minute for closing remarks, the same order as the opening remarks. If you do believe that another candidate has declined to answer a question, you're more than welcome to bring that up here. Tyler Allen, your first up.
Well, thank you for hearing us out today, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak to not only you here, but the folks that are tuning into this. I thank the Louisville Forum to make that available because it's incredibly important. This election is incredibly important to the future of this city. We have a lot of big opportunities in Louisville, but Louisville needs to seize those opportunities. And I believe that the next mayor of this city needs to be someone who believes that there's a better way to do things and believes there's a smarter way to do things and is willing to ask the questions and involve people in this community in leading us there. I believe that my experience as a business leader and a civic leader and a grassroots leader indicates my openness to that and my willingness to stand up. The next leader of this community needs to have the courage and tenacity to step forward and stand up to interests that may stand in the way of the city. I believe that that's important for our future. I believe that I am that leader. I hope that you agree, and I hope to have your support on May 18th.
Jim King.
Thank you, and I want to thank Shannon White for asking Greg Fisher that got him to describe me as the prototype for our next mayor.
He was describing me.
Oh, he was describing you. I'm sorry. I guess it's you know. Anyway, Louisville is already one of America's great cities, but we can do better. I want to ensure all of us and all of you that want to find a job and work in this city have that opportunity. I want Louisville to be the city others look to for ideas. I want us to serve as a hub for innovation. I want our economy to be well diversified, so double-digit unemployment rates are forever in the past. Boy, time flies. I want to make government better at delivering core functions, so our good quality of life is what attracts businesses and keeps them here, and not just the promise of incentives. This is my vision for the future of Louisville. Help me take us there. Thank you.
Shannon White.
Thank you so much for having me today. I'm running for mayor as a different kind of leader. For over 40 mayoral forums and hundreds of hours, I've listened to political posturing, three-word taglines, and people not answering questions. Families are hurting in this economy, and it's time to get serious and start asking tough questions about who will be elected our next mayor. I think that we need to be proactive and intentional to be sure that this is not more of the same for our city. For the first time in a generation, we have the opportunity to take Louisville in a completely different direction. So I'm asking for your support, and I'd love to have your vote on May 18th. Thank you.
David Tandy.
Well, thank you. And thank you all for being here and participating in this forum. Again, my name is David Tandy. I'm a Democrat running in the May 18th Democratic primary. And as I stated before, my wife Carolyn and I are raising our three young children in the Russell neighborhood. And as parents who are working and paying off student loans, we understand the struggles that everyone is facing in our community to make ends meet. And I believe that we need a mayor who understands that and gets that, that recognizes being a mayor of the city of Louisville is not an easy task. It's not one where you can just simply run it as a business, but just the type of a job where you have to understand that everyone in this community has to work together. I believe it's time for us to stop wishing that a problem would go away and realize that we're losing a generation of our young people, and that only when we start working together as parents, taking responsibility not only of our children but of our communities, will we be able to solve that problem. I believe that Louisville's a great city, but we can be even greater. And I believe that the change that we're all seeking in this community can be manifested when we, by looking at ourselves in the mirror every day, rolling up our sleeves, and getting to work to solve those problems. I'm David Tandy. I'm a Democrat running for mayor, and I certainly would appreciate to earn your vote. Thank you.
Greg Fisher.
Thank you all for being here. A month ago, I communicated my Citizens Bill of Rights to the community. It ensures you convenient access, truthfulness, timeliness, inclusiveness, transparency, quality and customer service, and most of all, a focus on results. Your satisfaction is what Metro government should be all about. For 30 years, I've created jobs, I've built an international company, I've helped small businesses grow and put people to work, and that's exactly what I intend to do for you all as mayor, so our kids and grandkids have jobs here that are as good as any in the world. I'll also push the Ohio River Bridges project so both bridges are built. I've got to tell you, I'm energized as I go around the community and hear from people all around Louisville that want to engage in the new Louisville of the 21st century. I think our best days are ahead. We have a lot of exciting activities and possibilities for our city. Please learn more about my campaign by going to gregfisher.com, and I would appreciate your vote on May 18th.
Lisa Moxley.
Well, thank you all again for this opportunity. I have been blessed with amazing career opportunities in my life, and I wanted to get into this race because I wanted to take some of the best practices that I've learned in my work and across the country and bring them back here to Louisville to try to make a difference in my community. And I want you to know that I will work hard to ensure that the city prioritizes people over projects and is a place where all citizens in every corner of the city feel connected, valued, and included. I know that together we can build the 21st century Louisville we've all been waiting for, but it's going to take all of us to get it done, and I encourage you all to get engaged and stay engaged, lift the hood and kick the tires of everybody in this race to make sure that you're clear on where we stand and have stood, and who you think will help lead the city well into the next decade and beyond. So thank you again for having me. My name is Lisa Moxley, and I ask for your support on May 18th.
And Connie Marshall.
The recession is not the problem. The ripple effect of the corruption has destroyed the infrastructure of this city. This affects our economy, our jobs, your businesses, and our overall growth. I urge you not to let the same people in that have been in office before, because you have already seen what they are going to do, and that is be silent or participate in allowing corrupt business as usual. I urge you not to vote for someone because they have money, because the mayor's job is not based on how much money you have. It's a job that has a salary and a budget, and you have assistance through your staff, task force, and committees. If you don't have honesty, integrity, and accountability, they won't have it. I can assure you that I am a team player, but I will not stoop to standing on the backs of the people to advance myself. Vote for me, Connie Marshall, on May 18th. My website is www.justiceforallcitizens.com. My email address is carlinamarshall@yahoo.com, or you can contact me personally, and you will get me personally at 502-322-3449. Thank you for having me.
Thank you to all of our candidates today. I want to thank our chief timekeeper, the president of the Louisville Forum, Dot Ridings.
And thanks to Joe, and thanks to the candidates as well. I hope all of us do remember to listen, to decide, and to vote on May 18th.